This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A growing number of Palestinians in Gaza are facing an impossible decision: lose a limb or risk death. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
University student Shaima Nabahin lies on a bed with a bandage over her amputated leg. After a week in hospital where her ankle was severed from an Israeli airstrike, doctors had left her facing an excruciating decision: lose your left leg or risk death from blood poisoning. Shaima chose amputation just below her knee to heighten her chances of survival. She told the AP, "My whole life has changed. From being a healthy person who was able to control all details of my life, now in the simplest thing I need help from another person." The decision upended life for the ambitious university student, as it has for untold others, among the more than 54,500 war wounded who face similar gut-wrenching choices. I'm Karen Shamas.
A Russian politician calling for peace in Ukraine has lost her appeal against election officials' refusal to accept her nomination for the country's presidential race that President Vladimir Putin is all but certain to win. Former regional legislator Yekaterina Donsova has called for peace in Ukraine. Russia's Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected Donsova's appeal against the Central Election Commission's refusal to accept Donsova's initial nomination by a group of supporters over paperwork errors. The tight control that Putin has established during his 24 years in power makes his reelection in March all but assured. Prominent critics who could challenge him are either in prison or living abroad, and most independent media have been banned. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA.